Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The city is taking away the beauty of the protest, the beauty of community, the beauty of having a program, of having great leaders organize us.
Julie Ramirez, a member of Chicago's city council, criticizes restrictions on protesters ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, banning stages, portable restrooms, tents, and sound equipment. Officials argue those could be a safety risk or used for illegal activity. And Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says officers have received fresh training on the First Amendment and on handling large-scale protests.
Our mass arrest policy is in place just in case. But keep in mind, mass arrest is a last resort. If we don't have to arrest one person, we don't want to have to do that.
Protest organizers say a one-mile approved parade route is too short for the tens of thousands expected to march against U.S. support for Israel in Gaza. National Democrats insist they're prepared to keep the convention on track. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden joined Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday in Maryland. He said Medicare's new ability to negotiate better drug prices with drug makers will mean billions in savings for consumers and taxpayers.
It's about peace of mind. It's about security. It's about taking care of your family. It's about giving folks just a little bit more breathing room.
Harris is expected to lay out her economic plan today in North Carolina, including moves against corporate price gouging. Former President Donald Trump is accusing Harris of communism. A group of Republican state attorneys general are suing the Biden administration over an executive order on voter registration. Federal agencies were directed to find ways to improve ballot access after GOP-led state houses passed laws making it harder to vote in response to false claims the 2020 election was stolen. Republican Mississippi Secretary of State Michael Watson says the executive order's real goal is to circumvent state laws and register more Democrats.
This went around the law, and that's what happened with the EO in general. Number one, it's illegal, but number two, the way they implemented it was also illegal.
A trial is underway on whether a new law restricting Missouri voter registration violates the state's constitution. The law requires anyone who helps register more than 10 people sign up with the Secretary of State's office and says they can't ask voters if they want an absentee ballot. Denise Lieberman with the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition says the law includes draconian penalties.
When these provisions were briefly in place, they really ground a lot of the voter engagement activities to a halt.
And finally, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance have agreed to a vice presidential debate October 1st on CBS. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.